Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, you may be familiar with the term dynamic pricing, which is a fancy way of saying jacking up the price for something when the demand is high. It seems to be common for things like concert tickets, but it applies to many other items too. Katrina Redmond is consumer columnist with the Irish Examiner. Katrina, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Sean.
Do supermarkets do this?
Well, technically, yes, they do. But I have to say, I disagree with your definition, because dynamic pricing can apply to decreases in price as well as increases.
Oh, right. OK, so a seller of concert tickets might put down the price.
Well, we can only hope or we could wish. But actually, when it comes to supermarket, it's the yellow stickers are a form of dynamic pricing. And I don't think people actually realise that. So dynamic pricing is the practice of offering goods at a variable price depending on the level of demand, customer, the state of the weather. So that's what the Collins English Dictionary says about it.
Okay.
But from the supermarket point of view, what they want to do is they want to maximise profit for themselves depending on what is going on in the market. And those yellow sticker items, which are coming to the end of their shelf life, they price them lower so that they can sell them and save themselves on food waste costs.
Okay, which completely makes sense. I suppose they want to sell as many things as properly. So what would be the factors then of making something go up in price? Is it because people are asking for it, or they're anticipating there will be a rush for something?
Yeah, so all supermarkets take part in anticipatory, I love that word, tried to wrap my tongue around it, anticipatory pricing. So you're talking about, you know, when they're thinking about prices around Christmas, we're in the middle of July at the moment, most supermarkets will have already locked in their Christmas menus and locked in the prices with their suppliers. So they're anticipating demand for particular products, particular trends, just like toy shops are predicting what they're looking at the moment, you know, coming up in this December. I hate to mention it, but it is approaching. And that's anticipating what the demand is going to be and then setting the prices to make sure that they maximise their profit, they pay their suppliers and they meet consumer demand. But if we take a look at, say, the massive heatwave that we had in May, that kind of caught everybody off guard because we weren't expecting to have such a fantastic heatwave. It was amazing. But for the supermarkets, they were anticipating that at some point over the summer there was going to be a heatwave. So they held stocks. So they had, you know, the barbecue items on hold. So as soon as they knew that the weather was going to get better, then they locked in their special offers, their barbecue offers, and they started rolling out all of the offers for their customers. So it really can depend what's happening in the market. Likewise, your local hardware store will start having plug-in, you know, those plug-in oil radiators or the super sayers, they'll start offering them for sale when we start getting a cold snap. So if it's warm in September, you're not going to see those on sale.
Yeah, and when you say they're on sale when it starts getting cold, is that at a reduced price? I would have thought you'd put the price up a bit at that stage.
Well, it depends on demand, because if they offer enough of them at a discount and they sell enough of them, their profit levels are still going to be high. So it's kind of, the price is dynamic. It can depend on whether they're going to sell loads or whether they're only going to sell a couple. So if they're only going to sell a couple, they're going to want a higher profit margin.
Yeah. So supermarkets are predicting there'll be a heat wave at some point. How do they even know that?
So they have all of this data. I mean, obviously digital cash registers and tills have a part to play. But all of these loyalty cards that we are all members of, that's collecting data around who's buying what and when. So, for example, one of the items, and I learned this a while back and I think this is gas. So when the weather starts getting hotter, obviously barbecue items are very popular. But one of the items that flies off the shelves is razors and dilapidatory creams.
People are shaving their legs.
Yeah, so they need to make sure that they've got that stock ready to go. So even if the price doesn't fluctuate, they've got to predict that once the weather gets warmer, there's going to be this demand. So they need to have the stock there, because obviously if consumers can't get it off the shelves, they're going to go to the next shop that has it. So all this data that they're collating about us, you know, it predicts a pattern and it gives a pattern that they can then use to predict what's going to happen in the months and years to come.
Yeah. Now, how far in advance are they planning these things?
Well, as I said, at the moment, they're already planning Christmas and they're probably moving on to Valentine's Day and Easter. You know, like, food is seasonal as well. So we talk an awful lot in food. We talk about eating by the seasons or eating what's in season. For example, at the moment, we've got strawberries in season and new Irish potatoes have just come in season. So, you know, there is a cycle there. So it does happen on a year-on-year basis, but it's also then fed in by demand and social media kind of trends. You know, that drives things as well. Like, I don't think anybody knew how popular pistachio cream was going to be in the last year. But that Dubai chocolate bar has been a massive trend and they've had to run to catch up with that.
Yeah. But in terms of, say, if you're predicting what people are going to buy or even how much they're going to buy at Christmas time, I imagine, you know, they're thinking about things like the cost of living and all sorts of international events that could affect that.
Yeah, and most of the supermarkets have economists and financial analysts, and they all feed into the buyers and into the marketing team, and then they all work together to predict what the demand is going to be, what the average cost, or what the average price, what people are willing to pay, you know, and then they figure it all out. So it's quite a complicated, you know, calculation that they have to make and predictions that they have to make, but the data that they've collected up until now helps them as well.
Yeah. So then again, the way people shopped maybe 2 years ago might be quite different to the way they're shopping now.
Yeah. And I think I hate calling it the cost of a living crisis because we're over 3 years into it now. And, it, you know, a crisis kind of suggests something that's temporary, but we're really stuck in it. We're stuck in the cost of living mud, I suppose. And when it comes to our supermarket shopping, it's the one point once or twice or even three times a week where we really feel the pinch because the food prices have increased so much over the last 2 years. Whereas if we go to buy maybe a new fridge, we're feeling that pinch once every 5 years. Or if we go to pay our utility bill, we're feeling the pinch once every 2 months or once every 2.5 months. But when we're feeling the pinch on a regular basis with the grocery prices, and particularly because grocery prices right now are increasing higher than the consumer price index, we're really, really feeling hard done by on a regular basis.
So, and on that basis, then, are the supermarkets saying, well, people are going to buy less meat and more chicken, that kind of thing?
Yeah, so the price of beef has really increased. And as a consequence, then more Irish people are moving to consume more chicken. Now, that's not dynamic pricing. It's, you know, the consumers are reacting to the cost of beef. It's gone beyond their comfort zone. They can't afford to buy it anymore. Maybe they're buying more minced meat as opposed to, you know, sirloin steak. Maybe they're buying more whole chickens as opposed to chicken breasts or chicken thighs, which the demand has increased for in the past several years, as opposed to chicken breasts as well.
Yeah. Now, and if they build into the their predictions that there'll be one heat wave during the summer, like, do they know, is it only one, or can they give us a date of what it'll be like in August, maybe?
Oh, gosh, it'd be amazing, wouldn't it? And you kind of wonder, are they employing people, you know, who've been trained by Met Aaron? But it is, you know, it's imprecise. So they do know that there are going to be heat waves. Generally, we all know when the kids go back to school in September, it's going to get warmer again. So they've got that double whammy of back to school plus it getting warmer. So, you know, they can take a look at weather patterns over time, absolutely. But when it comes to dynamic pricing in supermarkets, we're not seeing at the moment this rapid change, you know, a change on the shelf. But that is coming. And it's a question of when that's going to happen rather than if that's going to happen. There's a supermarket in Norway called Rema 1000, and they've been using dynamic pricing and they've been voted one of the best value supermarkets in the country. But you can kind of get the impression that if you pick something off the shelf and it costs, you know, it's more expensive when you go to pay for it at the till, then you're going to feed hard done by. But Rema 1000 gets around that by only implementing price reductions during the day and then implementing price increases overnight. So everybody feels like they've won.
Katrina, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Katrina Redmond there, consumer columnist with the Irish Examiner and food writer. A few comments on that. Apparently, the recent FIFA World Cup, Club Cup, was so unpopular that the dynamic pricing meant you could get a great price on the tickets because no one was going to the matches, says Alan. Can dynamic pricing apply to rental accommodation? Just wondering. Well, legally, it's not supposed to. There's perhaps Something else might be going on there. Dynamic pricing is just another word for greed, says this texter. Can be dressed up any way they like, but it's greed.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.